consider this president to be the cause of the Great Depression. It was probably more a matter of being in the Oval Office at the wrong time in history. But soon you'll learn the full story about the only president to hail from the Hawkeye State. The American Countryside returns after this. His name will probably always be linked with the Great Depression, but Carol Cohen says he should be remembered for much more.
He was the most popular man in the country, no question about it, coming in, going out, quite the opposite, a major turnaround of public opinion.
But by the election of 1932, he was soundly defeated by Franklin Roosevelt, carrying only 6 states.
Possibly part of his problem was that he was not an emotional man in public. He was a very caring and wonderful man, but people didn't know this. They didn't know a lot of the things that he had done. So he wasn't really going to express his innermost feelings.
After his sound defeat, he retreated from public view for much of the 1930s.
He and his wife sought refuge in California, staying at the house that Lou had basically designed on the campus of Stanford. But eventually, he came back to New York. New York, he felt, was where the action was, and he did want to at least keep an eye on things. So he came back to the Waldorf Towers.
He was a critic of Roosevelt's war policies. But when Truman became president and World War II was over, Hoover found himself once again working in a humanitarian role under a Democratic president.
He finally did come back to government service. President Harry Truman asked him to head up a commission to better organize the government, and I think he was very pleased and proud to be asked to serve again.
Today, people from across the nation travel here to the Hoover Presidential Library to learn the full story about his life. Traveling the Countryside in West Branch, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.